Welcome to Shom Achshav on the Daf. Shir is Lelu Nishmas, Rav Yitzchak Hutner Zatzal, whose Yortzeit is today, Chof Kislev. The Gemara in Amud Aleph brings a discussion. Is there lino b'roish ha-mizbeach? Is lino mu'elis b'roish ha-mizbeach? Meaning, if you have a limb on top of the mizbeach, will there be lino, will become noiser on top of the mizbeach if it falls off? To explain the reason why there should not be lino on top of the mizbeach, let's see me'ayin what's brought down the Sefer Arvei Nachal. In Parshas Chukas Jewish base. And he explains there, what's the idea of a lino? What's the remez, or the depth that we have on something that's called lino? If it was nicer, if it stayed overnight, so then it becomes possible. So he says, this is the remez for the following. When a person does a mitzvah, he learns Torah. So during that day, he can still have a memory, he can still feel it. It's still in him. He just did the Torah and the mitzvah. But when he goes to sleep at night, the neshama goes up to Shemaim, and brings up all the Torah and mitzvahs that he did, and he stays in Shemaim. When he comes down the next day, he's supposed to forget all the good things he did the day before and continue on to his avodah of this day. But that's all if the Torah and mitzvah they did were shalom, were kosher, and then we miskabel in Shemaim. But if the Torah and mitzvah had a psul, had a pgam, so they don't stay in Shemaim. They come back down here to the world. And then it stays with the Adam the next day. So he says, Dover no yervayim. He says, if a person still remembers and he's benefiting, he's feeling so good about the Torah and mitzvah that he did the day before, that tells you that Torah and mitzvah has a chisar and has a pgam, has something wrong with it. And he says, that is the remez of lino. Psar kodesh, gdusha, it's something kodesh. If it stayed overnight, meaning it remained till the next day, so not only that it doesn't have gdusha, it becomes possible, it's much worse. Like any other thing which has Gedusha, when the Gedusha leaves it, it becomes Tameh. Like a human being, as brought down in the Arachaim, when a person dies, so a human being has the biggest tumor because it was so holy, there was a Neshama there. When the Neshama leaves, it becomes to go to the other direction. Also, this basar meat that had Gedusha in it, if it stays overnight, so now no, it doesn't become like a Chulin. And because possible, it becomes worse than Chulin. And this is the remez to the Torah in the midst of the Adam, that if he stays with him overnight, meaning he doesn't have, it's not shalom, that means it's davar pasul. It's a psul, a begam in the Torah in the mitzvah. And he explains with this the Gemara and Yuma that says that the Torah is called sam, could be sam chaim, sam moves, could be something great, could be chas v'shalom like poison. What does it mean? If you use the Torah right, that person is learning Torah lishmo, so the Torah goes up and it's unbelievable what it does for Adam. But if he does it in the wrong way, so it's pushed off and it gets worse because now it becomes like lino, becomes something nicer, becomes something which is bad. At kan divi Arvei Nachal. Some I saw quote the Arvei Nachal and we want to connect it to our Gemara, but the Arvei Nachal himself does not mention our Gemara. And we're going to try to connect it in the following way. The Likutei Yehuda brings the name of the Imre Emes that he explains. What's the idea that ein lino b'roish ha-mizbeach? Because in the place which is very holy, there is really no shena, there's no sleeping. Because the whole idea of lino is something that went over time, meaning it's in, there's noiser. Noiser means we're supposed to be until a certain time, and now you pass the time, so you have noiser. But when you're someplace which is so holy, it's lemalam in azman. Once it's lemalam in azman, there's no noiser. That's why in lino b'roish ha-mizbeach, because b'roish ha-mizbeach is such a holy place, so therefore there's no lino. And he goes on to explain that's a pshat. Yaakov Avinu did not sleep for 14 years when he's in yeshiva because he wasn't in a place which is l'malam min hazman. And that's what happened when he reached the mokoim. He reached the mokoim Beis HaMikdash. He didn't realize mokoim mikdash. Then he got up. It says, Ein zekim beis elokim manoira mokoim hazeh. He said, how can I sleep here? It's a place of me'al hazman. A place where there's no sleeping. There's no elements of time. So he merely connecting and ending the idea of the Arvei Nachal. In Olam Hazeh, that with under the element of time, every day a person finishes the Avodah, everything goes up to Shemaim, stays over there. He comes down here and the Torah Mitzvah of yesterday, or do not, he doesn't remember them the next day. But once you get to a place, L'malam in Hazman, once a person comes to Losid Lavoy, to a place, or to Shemaim, there the Torah Mitzvah surround him and he's there, because there's no element of time. So everything that he does stays with him and remains with him constantly. And this connects to what the Baal Tanya brings in Shulchan Aruch Rav, in Legabe Hilchos Talmud Torah. He says, anybody who person learns Torah in this world, even if he forgot the Torah, but he remains with him, Lassid Lovah, he's going to know all this Torah. Because the idea is that whatever you do remains, just remains Baruch Shem Mizbech. It doesn't remain over here. Here, Adi Rav, if something remains, it becomes nicer. But in the place of Gedusha, so things remain Beroish HaMizbech, Ein Lina Moyelis, Beroish HaMizbech. Anyone who wants to join or sponsor the Shomachshava Shirim, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.